When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're like edging us into thinking that something's actually going to happen, right?
I'm so glad that you're using that now.
It's a perfect terminology because they're like, "Hey guys, we figured something out. Figured it out. Oh no, stop! We're gonna wait another episode.
Do it.
We're gonna wait another episode. We figured it out. No. And I'm like, what the hell? Stop it! You're driving me insane. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about Invasion Season 2, Episode 8.
We need to make this as quick as possible.
We should get Invasion hats.
I don't want to buy it. I don't want to support.
I'm not giving them any money. No.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Now, if we make a swimming astronaut shirt,
see,
that's different.
Yes.
That's different.
But it would only be cool if it had one of those things where, like, if you wiggle it and she moves her arm.
Oh, like a
you know those things from like the 80s
and
70s where like,
yeah.
Like you shift the magazine cover.
Yeah.
And like the
and when you touch face, it goes like
face changes depending
the hologram sticker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can you put that on a shirt?
You know, the thing is
that'd
that
be kinda cool if you could.
Nobody watches this show, so nobody could get the reference.
Yeah. This is also true. It'd just be an inside joke for us and Smitty. Yeah.
God bless that man.
God bless Smitty.
So I want to give a big shout out to Paul, who's Smitty.
I'm just going
to
call him Smitty. Is that
right?
Yeah. But in his episode 8 review for Invasion, he gave us a big shout out.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah. And Vader didn't believe it.
He played a clip of our show.
No way.
Yeah. And he gave our
copyright.
And he put our logo on the thing to make
Get
you happy. Because you were such a snarky asshole about it. He's like, all right, fine, I'll do it.
Well, whatever.
That's so cool. But, I love his reviews.
Me too.
Yeah, and I've been exchanging emails with him. He's going to be here. Big announcement. He's going to be here for our finale review. He's going to review it with us.
Nice.
And, awesome. I can't wait.
And he's been saying that his family thinks that he's a celebrity now that he's been acknowledged by a big YouTube channel like ours.
A big YouTube channel.
Where is he?
He's in Philly. World.
Philly.
Nice.
We're so far from a big YouTube channel.
Dude, we're
we're nothing yet.
We're this big.
Let us have it.
I mean, if we were big, we wouldn't be reviewing Invasion.
I don't know.
We might.
Listen, when you...
We're not doing it next year. Shut up right now.
Don't commit us to this shit.
No. But Invasion, episode 8. Still boring. Matthew, take it away.
Ooh, Matthew. Okay.
Wow.
So this is Invasion Season 2, Episode 8, entitled Cosmic Ocean.
And that you can swim in.
I thought that was a funny reference. Yeah, but we're going to talk about Trevante Cole to start off with. Trevante tries to open the hatch of doom at the bottom of the cornfield silo, not caring what might be inside it, and is surprised when he gets arrested. He sees a bunch of abducted people in the base, and after assaulting his guards, he tries to convince the general running the base that he should be read into the operation, but instead the general throws Trevante's retired ass into a prison cell, and Trevante is once again pissed that he's been arrested for breaking the law. Rose then locks up a dumb white guy and tells him to check out Casper's serial killer notebook if she also gets arrested, which she does as soon as she tries to sneak into the secure military bunker where Trevante's being held. What was her plan going to be if the random earthquake hadn't struck at the exact moment she was planning to sneak in? Who the fuck cares? This is Invasion, where nothing makes sense.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this part.
Ask me what happened. I don't know.
Okay. Listen.
I don't know.
I found it hilarious when Trevante, he's like, I'm going to sneak into the base. Uh-huh. And he wrote this like heartfelt letter to this chick. Like, I'm going to go do this thing because it's what's going to stop the pain. But then whatever the fuck he wrote. And he goes into the base.
Really liked holding hands with you.
Immediately sets the alarm off.
Yeah.
Goes down into the thing and takes the longest time possible to open the hatch. He's literally got the hatch open. The alarms are going off.
The light's coming out of the hatch.
And as soon as he flips the lock.
Blah, you know, things are going off. All the people come rounding up to the hole. And they're like, hey, stop what you're doing. And then he's just like, oh, let me just...
He's really, like, yeah, this is a really heavy you.
Lid. Let me just really slowly open this lid.
And they keep going, we're going to shoot you.
And they never do.
Me from the couch was like, please shoot him.
Shoot him.
Shoot him.
But they get, like, some guys climb down the ladder. Other guys rappel down.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't opened the hatch.
Hold on a second down there. Rope ladder goes down. You still there?
So, okay. Don't move.
I'm going to climb down this ladder here.
Don't move or we'll shoot. Okay,
don't move.
Not really.
We okay, mean please. It. Yeah. We're serious, you guy.
And then they capture him.
Yeah.
And then they cut from him being captured in the hole to him out of the hole being led to the prison because they're like, how the fuck do we get this guy out of the hole? And they're like, don't worry about it. Just cut to them outside the hole.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because they can't explain
it turns that out all they needed to do was open the hatch and just like they climbed down to their offices. Yeah, that's just where they keep their offices. That's all.
I really want to know what's in the hole.
Like, we cut down on air conditioning. We have it down here because it's like 72 degrees all the time.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's hot.
I'm still trying to figure out how they built this giant underground base.
What the fuck?
In 4 months. A
cornfield in 4 months.
And whatever was down there was just like, it's fine. Just go ahead and do it. Because it's like a glowing warm, warm light thing. It's a glowing warm, warm light thing.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Everybody knows exactly what that means.
I wanted to say it too.
Yeah. Warm, warm. Say it with us, folks.
Warm, warm. It's nice. It's fun. Rolls off the tongue.
Warm, 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 warm.
Let's just do that for the rest of the review.
Wajo, 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 wajo.
No, no, we'll just be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
We'll get to the ASMR episode in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, that was dumb. Like real dumb. For him to be down there and just not be able to open the hatch until people caught him.
It was really heavy.
I like that was his plan. He's like, I'm going to go down here. Oh, there's a hatch. I'm going to open this thing.
I'm just going to go down, fuck around and find out.
No, here's his plan. He's going to go down there, fuck around, find out, get put in jail. Have the general come in and then beg the jail.
And he's going to talk the general into hiring him.
Yeah, yeah.
Reenlist me. Sign me up right now. Just read me in.
Dude, read me. Right. He's like, read me in, general. I have more experience with these things than anybody on this planet.
Are you sure? Because they currently work there.
Sign me up right now.
He's like,
by the way, when did he quit the military? When did that happen?
He's like, you've been retired ever since you got back from Afghanistan.
Really?
Like, that's the last time you were in the army.
Did you guys catch the snarky bitch? It's like she's leaving over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you decide to retire right when we need you the most.
Oh.
That was really nice. Right when we need you the most with your experience, you could have helped the country.
Well, accurate. Also, if you remember the finale from the first season, when he's doing his debrief, he basically doesn't tell them anything on purpose because he just wants to go home.
Yeah.
And but like somehow they have a file where he spilled the beans about everything that happened in the UK.
Somehow. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Somehow, somewhere, things happened.
But I did like that he was like
read me back in.
Smugger than ever. Being like, oh yeah, you're reading the script? Yep, I've been through that training too one time. I took an 8-hour class on interrogation too. Fuck you. God, he's so unlikable. So,
let me ask you guys this question. So in the first season, what branch of the military would you say that Trevante was in?
Infantry, Army? He was on the boots Army. On the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Army or Marines.
Army Ranger,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Something like that.
So in this season, they made it clear that he was a Navy SEAL.
What?
Oh.
Interesting.
Who knew?
Does that make any sense to you guys? Because he's literally wearing a U.S. Army uniform.
Yeah, Navy's different. Did we ever see him out of his actual, like...
He wore the same, same uniform the entire season, last season. Man. It was all ripped and bloody and gross and BO covered.
It's the world government UN police.
That.
It was before that took place.
Though. It was in the before times.
It was
the
before times.
Yeah.
4 months ago.
Before times.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what he's ranked as or whatever. Yeah.
And at the risk of touching on something controversial, because, you know, we talked about how, like, there's that stereotype that black people can't swim and his nephew almost drowned in the first episode or second episode, I should say, of the season. I think it's odd that Trevante, as, like, the main black character, is the only guy who keeps getting thrown in prison.
General! Fuck!
I'll even throw in coffee and a muffin if you hush up.
Damn.
Wow.
He's terrible at eluding authority figures. What?
Nothing. Not funny at all.
What's in that hole? So, are they going to come arrest me?
I can't wait.
Hurry up!
Stop or we'll shoot. They don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
They don't mean it.
Yeah, yeah, like a real military would have actually like
shot the guy. Yeah. Shoot first, ask questions later.
And I have a correction from our last episode because you know, we were talking about how Anisha Malik, you know, Mrs. Piece of Shit,
Mrs. Doctor PhD.
she's a PhD at being a piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah.
She went to piece of shit school for 8 years. So like we talked about how, or at least I specifically talked about how the military base that they assaulted was a Canadian base, and like the soldier there were Canadian. No,
they were American.
They were American. Yeah. It was an American U.S. base.
Did I not tell you?
You
that tell.
Yeah, yeah. You stood your ground, but we had more fun with the. What you doing over there? Yeah, no, the Canadian accent's fun. So but, we like to just think everybody's Canadian.
But what's crazy is the U.S. military. The U.S. military left a squad behind without a clear chain of command, to the point where they had to vote on who was going to be their, you know, the officer in charge.
They all they had a hat and they all put names in. That way, nobody's feelings got hurt. But, one guy counted the votes. Yeah,
that also means that the American military were in Canada, took the girl and the weapon, left Canada, and came back down to the States for no apparent reason.
And also, the American military followed the Canadian military example of just surrendering as soon as hillbillies with shotguns showed up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that too.
In a world with no borders.
Do you guys remember the super graphic car rollover that Dollface was in and the giant 18-inch gash on his thigh?
Yeah. No, he's fine. Because Dr. Mrs. Piece of Shit, who went to Piece of Shit Medical School for 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And was very good in the before times as a doctor. Fixed him.
Yeah. The chat is saying, Alex, why are you saying it weird? That's not weird. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
Canadia?
Canadia.
It's like Wawa. Wawa. It just feels better in your mouth.
I know Wawa.
It used to be Canada, but in the after times,
it's Canadian. Canadia. That's how you say it. It's Canadia. I don't know what your problem is.
Canadia Earth.
Yes. Earth. Yes. Canadia.
But another great thing about the storyline is Rose and her reaction to seeing Trevante get arrested. So basically she goes back to the sheriff's station and locks up the deputy because that's the only way that she can actually get a white man to listen to her.
Deputy Fife.
You're right.
Barney Fife. Liz.
Also,
and she fixed the coffee machine.
Yeah, she did. Of course she did.
Male Sheriff Perkins fixed his coffee maker.
Well, she's a good employee.
That was woman's work.
Yeah, so. Hey, can you fix a coffee machine for it? Yeah, fine. Fuck you. Also, I'm throwing you in jail.
Yeah, but we're good now.
Yeah.
It's balanced.
Also, I love the line of dialogue in this part where the 40, maybe late 30s, early 40s. How old do you think she is? I'm going to say
Rose?
That.
Rose?
Yeah, 35 to 40. What do you think?
Yeah.
22. Yeah.
She referenced to the other deputy that she was putting in jail that she was a good shot in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, last time she shot.
Last time she used a gun. Eighth grade. She's a good shot.
Yeah, I was a good shot.
Also, she forgot to chamber a round when she pointed that gun at the guy.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she did chamber a round.
No, she was pointing the gun. She said, don't move.
And then he moved towards you. And she went.
And then she was like, oh shit, I forgot to chamber a round.
Yeah, and then he went,
okay. Hollywood doesn't know how guns work.
Or the military.
You put the round in the gun first, then you point it at somebody.
Maybe she didn't really want to shoot him.
Well, then why threaten?
Because maybe she didn't think he would call her bluff.
Well, the deputy said, you're not going to shoot me. And she's like, I'm a good enough shot where I could wing you and hurt you real bad.
I'm just 5 feet away from the guy.
I could shoot you in the kneecap.
Yeah.
Shoot you in the liver.
Forgot to chamber a round, though. I bet you that guy could have closed the distance and taken that gun from her before she got the chance to chamber that round.
She's a police officer, right?
No. She's like an office jockey after the invasion started.
She's Kathleen Kennedy.
She's a volunteer.
She makes good coffee.
God. She's a volunteer.
You work Kathleen Kennedy into everything.
She haunts his dreams.
Yeah, but no, Rose is the office manager of the deputies or the sheriff's station.
This whole time I thought she was with the
police. Yeah, she's the librarian of the police department.
I am going to apologize in advance. Jude has me all kind of fish-snickered.
You've drinking a half
this
a
shot.
This
is the greatest thing I've ever had.
I told you it was going to be yummy.
Why don't you tell our viewers what that is?
Dude, A&W root beer? With Smirnoff citrus vodka?
You just started drinking it.
I have not eaten anything today, and this is
and
great.
And he's all hopped up on Z-Quil or whatever.
I'm on pain medication and all kinds of weird shit.
And Alka-Seltzer Plus.
And Alka-Seltzer Plus. Guys, I'm feeling good today.
Wow.
It's a great episode of Invasion.
So happy for you.
So I want to know what Rose's plan was to break into this secure military base. Because she snuck in okay. But then the minute that she goes into the bunker, she's counting on the chaos of the random earthquake that hit to allow her to get in there.
Well, she's obviously in cahoots with the earthquake.
That was a coincidence. Kind of, yeah, that was a coincidence.
But what was her plan if that hadn't happened?
It was in the notebook, probably.
It's literally to do the same thing that Trevante did and just walk in and expect...
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Expect nobody to see her.
And it's also the same dude who keeps capturing her.
It's the same guy.
12 o'clock. All right, easy. Who the hell are you?
It's the same dude that Trevante did like a freaking jujitsu move on in the cornfield.
That's their tracker. It's the same. He's their best guy.
He just happens to keep running into these people every time.
That was Trevante SEAL training coming.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it was the same guy who was giving Trevante the death stare in his interrogation.
Yeah, yeah, that guy's great.
I just love how Trevante gets pissed that he's like being put in jail. It's like, dude, there are ways you could have gone about doing this that wouldn't have landed you in prison, you know?
Oh, this show's hilarious. So good.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah. I'm having a good time right now. This episode was funny as hell. I was just like, you got to look at it with a sense of humor. Otherwise, you're going to be like Vader and just hate your life.
I don't hate my life.
You do when you watch the show.
I do when I watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I laughed throughout this whole thing. The dialogue in this episode was gloriously bad. It was so bad.
I just can't wrap my head around so much of it because none of it makes sense.
It doesn't make sense and nothing matters. Anything that happens in this episode probably won't matter in the next two episodes. Mm-hmm. That's been the thing.
I was going to go on Simon Kinberg's Twitter yesterday.
Does he have one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, and I was going to like let him have it. Tell him how I'm just over his stupid fucking show.
Wait until the season finale, yeah.
But he hasn't tweeted in like 2 years.
He probably doesn't look.
But he has he does have an account.
I told Kadish at the end of this episode I want to send him a mail bomb.
What? Don't say that
online. Jesus Christ. Fucking.
Like a glitter. Say glitter bomb. Just say glitter bomb.
Glitter bomb.
Say glitter bomb. What the fuck?
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Seriously, I think we might. Fucking. Hanging down. She said glitter bomb, guys. She said glitter bomb.
Now somebody's going to do it and blame me.
Fuck.
Are you okay? Because you just like did that and you like did the whole black people can't swim thing a few weeks ago. The fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't do it. The show did it.
She's right. The show did do it. They keep leaning into these stereotypes.
Our boy R2 just sent a link to Poop Senders, the ultimate gag gift to the chat. So there you go, Jude.
No, I need him taken out.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing?
You're getting us demonetized right now.
You got to put this video on private.
God damn.
Just send it to Schmitty and be like, hey, bro, we can't release this one.
Can't do it.
Schmitty's guilt by association.
She's drinking water. No more water for you.
I'm full of hate.
No more
water.
I'm
just full of hate.
You need booze.
I know.
Get her vodka. Stat. Quickly.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's much more tame when she's drunk.
Yeah, we can't do the show sober. None of us can. We're all...
You guys, I'm just kidding.
Not helping, but you. Not helping, goddammit.
You got people out there like R2, just like...
I can find that for you.
I can find it.
Look what Jude said.
Oh my God. Clip it out right now.
He's probably doing it right now.
Yeah. Disappear off the planet.
Hey, if anybody's ever wondered, this is why we can't do the show live.
Yeah, I can see us. We're going to be like doing a live show and in a bar, and Jude's just going to go, I hope this person dies.
Anyway, what happens to piece of shit?
Oh, nothing happens to piece of shit in this episode.
Oh, that's
we
right.
got arrested and tried to get joined back up.
Mitsuki. Mitsuki's okay. Next.
No.
I was talking about Trevante.
Casper Morrow.
Oh, I forgot he was in this episode.
You always forget about Casper, don't you?
Casper, yes. Casper
well,
Monty.
He's a ghost.
He's a friendly ghost. All right. The Casper crew finds their way to Chateau du Seizure Kids and has no problem sneaking into the place despite it being under military guard. But it's the French military, so it's super easy to do. They go in there and they find all the seizure kids and they recognize Casper from their dreams. But apparently he wasn't the one they were calling out to. No. Instead, they were calling out to Piece of Shit Junior because he's special. But guess what? Casper's an artist. He can draw anything, including a map of the alien hive mind consciousness. And when the random earthquake hits, all the seizure kids began saying, "Wajo, Wajo, Wajo," except for Casper. So everyone's instantly suspicious of him, even discount Zendaya. And now Casper is back to his old emo self because no one trusts him anymore.
Listen,
he has really nice hair.
I am loving Monty right now.
Right.
That dude is asking all the right questions, and nobody has answers for him. And that is where this show is.
They put all of the best dialogue into the character that has been a literal piece of shit bully from episode one.
Yeah, yeah. He's on point. Everything, dude.
He's the best character in the show.
This whole episode, all of like the B characters, the ones who are like a little separated from like the main group, you know, you got like Monty's a little, he's outside the Zendaya and Casper group. And then you got, one of the douchebags from the scientist team with Indy and Elon Musk. Like, these are the characters that are going, they're asking our questions. Yeah. Hey, man, why aren't you having seizures anymore?
I don't know.
Like, literally, there's parts in this episode where the characters will answer the questions we've had, and all of the answers are, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, man, how did you find us?
I don't know.
Hey, are you connected to the aliens?
I don't know.
Hey, where does the portal thing, the butthole go?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, are you good?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the name of the episode.
How do you know we should do that?
I don't know.
Just feel like it.
Just kind of happens. Yeah. I'm like, this is the writers asking themselves the questions and then being like, fuck it.
Hey, Alex, why did we record reviews of this show?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We get less views than Smitty.
I know.
He's got 1,000 followers.
It's ridiculous.
He's getting
Smitty.
Fucking Smitty. God damn it.
You have to bring him over to our show to get some views.
That's what I'm saying. His audience is bigger than ours for this piece of shit TV show.
Smitty.
Hey, we got all the Indian bot farms watching our stuff.
Well, I don't think that's a really good idea. Hey, maybe let's not nuke the world, okay?
All right, I'm starting to feel this.
Fuck yeah, dude. Here we go. Cheers. Fucking root beer and citrus vodka.
Shady Mile. Yeah. Not a sponsor.
Okay. My man. Not a sponsor.
Speaking of sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's for the main show.
Okay.
You'll do that on this one?
No, not this one.
Oh, well, I'm taking this hat off. No.
Hey, you know what? If you're watching, okay, no, seriously.
Look at fucking Garth Algar over here.
Listen,
those to Adidas.
If you're watching this show on Apple TV along with us, I know not many of you are, but if you happen to be watching the episodes, please go to criticalist.com, start an account, super easy. It's a great review channel, and go review Invasion with us. I think me and you have done it.
Can you do TV?
Yeah, you can do TV. Oh, okay. Yeah. I said this is the worst TV show out right now on streaming. It's so bad.
And it's
critic. It might be the worst TV show ever.
It's criticless, not critic list.
Oh, critic list. Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of people saying that. I try to find that critic list place.
Not list.
It's
less.
Not list. It's less. Critic less. One word.
You should probably get that domain and forward it to their main.
They probably should. Yeah.
What is this darkness? I don't know.
What happens next?
Are we done talking about Casper?
So there was a couple things in there. Monty and Casper got together, had a discussion about how they were going to have a three-way with Zendaya. Discount Zendaya.
Yeah, accurate.
Monty's little kid sister said she could pretend to be a little kid. Uh-huh. And make it more authentic, Monty.
Oh, okay. Can I do it?
I can do it, Monty.
Can I do it? And he's like, yeah.
Monty.
Yeah, it's fine. You go ahead. Fine, guys. If you're going to use it, go ahead and do it.
You can go be a little kid.
I can figure it out. Okay, I figured it out.
Casper's the greatest artist in the world. Can he draw anything?
If I pretend to be a little kid, because I am, it would give us some more authenticity.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right. That's right. All right. stupid.
Every time Casper's on screen, Judah's over here thirsting beside me.
Yeah, that is not true. What I said was, I am uncomfortable with how attractive he is this season because he looks like an Abercrombie model.
It's because he's 27 years old.
Yeah, I know. But he's playing like a 12-year-old.
He's all emo and moody.
Yeah.
That's Jude's type.
Obviously.
Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah.
God, I'm gonna die.
I wonder is that what he is? Is he a model in real life? Because he's certainly not an actor.
Okay. The other thing that I love, right? So let's discuss this military base where they have all these seizures kids.
It's not a base; it's just a chateau.
Somebody's house. It's a French military base.
With some like underground resistance tunnels.
Ample crawl space in the walls.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that too. But also, what my favorite part of this episode was like, hey, we need to draw something. So instead of like shambling together some burnt wood and charcoal to
draw.
They
got all the supplies.
They had a fucking 428 Crayola box ready to go. And they were just like, yeah, we escaped from this hospital.
Give me some more purple. I need some more purple over here. Stat.
They had fucking oil paints.
Yeah.
Where'd they get all this shit from?
Every French chateau has an art room, okay? Because every French lady that has a chateau is an artist.
Sure.
That's what they do. They sit down on their porches.
And they just paint.
Uh-huh.
With their long cigarettes.
That chateau is formerly a fuck palace.
That's right. There's no sex swings.
You keep all the art.
It's not Monty's dad's house, okay?
Is every like ranch farmhouse.
That would be pretty cool.
In France, like a double as a fuck palace?
Yes.
Every French chateau has a swing. Special swing.
I had my menage a trois the first time when I was 7.5 years old.
After we're done fucking, I can paint you like one of my French girls.
Would you like to hop in the swing for a minute?
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
So one thing we did learn this episode is that all the seizure kids who were at the chateau were in comas up until the point they nuked the first alien. Right?
Right, yeah.
And that brought them out of the coma. However, Casper was the only one who chose to stay behind in the alien hive mind. And his connection to the aliens was so deep that the doctors couldn't figure out how to break it.
Whatever.
Sure.
And they're all from different, they're all from all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very diverse.
So none of them speak the same language.
Very diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check them all off.
What is the point of all of them being like, We sense him. Here he comes. Mm. It's the one from our dreams. We weren't calling you.
Casper's Jesus.
Casper's space.
What is the point of that?
Is he space Jesus?
Space Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that until just now. You might be right.
I am right. I'm always
the
right.
The swimming champion of space.
Mm.
No, that's Mitsuki's girlfriend. I was telling Jude, like, do you remember when Nada's father showed up in the alien hive consciousness and gave Casper a compass? Which was meant to lead him to Hanada so that he could connect with Mitsuki.
Yeah.
But then the writers kind of forgot that they set that up in the first season.
Where's the potato chip eating smoking monk?
That guy was cool.
He was super cool.
I'd hang out with him.
I would too.
Yeah.
I guess he died with the rest of the Japanese people.
It would be funny if he showed up in the last episode of the season again and then never saw me.
Yeah.
Till the last season of episode 3.
Eating the same bag of chips. What happened to Mitsuki's entire family?
Doesn't matter anymore.
Because they're like, they killed your entire family. When?
And then, her
homophobic mother and stuff like
good.
That.
Oh, yeah.
That lady sucked.
Yeah, I remember that lady. She's like,
want her daughter to have a nice relationship with the boy and have grandkids?
Scissoring is way more fun.
Word.
How does it make you feel, Matt?
Well, I'm the one she scissors with. Oh.
You walked into that one, bro. What the hell?
Gross.
It makes him feel nice. Kind of like Wawa.
I don't need that image in my head.
Canadian.
That's burned in there. And all 8 people in the spaces as well.
Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff that apparently happened off screen between seasons. Like Mitsuki lost her parents. Half a third of the world got terraformed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They keep referring to like how awful this invasion is, and yet we as the audience never get to see it.
It's all the best parts are just off screen. Like, oh man, that nuke really fucked up that alien.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Was it the nuke Or was it the alien that fucked up Earth? I don't know.
The Indian guy's just like, I told you so.
It's a really bad idea.
It's a really, really bad idea.
I need more drinks.
I need that guy to come back.
I brought you
the
vodka.
Okay. Oh, dude, the citrus one is dope.
Yeah, have the rest of that.
I've never like just drink vodka out of a bottle before. That's
well, yeah. Anyway.
Anything called for it, it would be this show. Yeah.
Any final thoughts on Casper? Anybody?
He's very good looking. He's got really nice hair.
I'm a Crombie and Fish model.
Monty's the best character. Yeah.
Monty's the smartest character.
It kind of reminds me of when Butters on South Park had that. He was like all emo and had a little, little thing. You know what I'm talking
about? My hair's really long right now. I could probably pull off the emo look.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Maybe I'll do it. We'll get all right, Kadesh.
Here's a bunch of sheep.
It's time for Mitsuki Yamoto. Yeah, Vader, do you want to just do the recap?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh my god, I just looked at that.
Get the fuck, stop it. Quit it. You're freaking me out, man.
Hey guys, I'm like getting a message from the aliens. It's totally terrible. I need to go listen to Panic at the Disco.
Put your hat back on.
I was so deep inside the aliens, I couldn't get out.
The new Vampire Weekend LP just dropped.
Did you hear the new My Chemical Romance? It's fantastic.
Jared Leto's my hero.
You guys are a bunch of sheep.
Oh. All right.
Conformists.
Mitsuki Yamoto, or is it Mitsuki Yamoto? No one fucking knows Mitsuki. Anymore. Mitsuki. Mitsuki is having visions thanks to her sticking her entire head in the alien butthole. But don't worry, her BFF Maya is there to help her out. In fact, Maya is so good at helping out that Mitsuki realizes that all the scientists who got mind-fucked by the alien butthole previously are actually click-clacking in the alien language. Even though in season one, it was language without sound, but who's keeping track of silly things like continuity, am I right? Anyway, Indian Elon Musk doesn't give a fuck about alien languages. He just wants to kill the aliens. So he guilt trips Mitsuki into going back into the butthole room, and Maya quits because of it. But not before sabotaging Mitsuki's biosuit. However, rather than wait for Mitsuki's suit to get fixed, Indian Elon Musk goes into the room of butthole doom and starts hitting the butthole with electromagnetic waves. He hits it so hard that the butthole eats him and then poops him right back out. It seems... It seems that Indian Elon Musk gave the alien butthole some bad irritable bowel syndrome because earthquakes start happening all over the world. In fact, 8 epicenters of earthquakes. So the World Defense Coalition calls Mitsuki and is all like, what the fuck? Make these earthquakes stop. And Mitsuki's like, okay. So Mitsuki goes into the alien butthole room and honeypots the butthole to let her inside and then pulls out a magic wand and blows the butthole up, stopping the earthquakes. Only later does Mitsuki realize that the butthole was actually a portal and she just destroyed their only way into the alien world.
I don't even know what this is the ASMR.
Oh god. We didn't need those nukes, we just needed magnets.
Yes.
Can we still use the magnets?
Nothing makes sense.
Is the Indian Elon Musk dead?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
God. No, he's not dead.
No,
he's not dead. He's a vegetable.
He's going in the
he's with the rest
in
of
the room with
the rest of the vegetables.
The garden. He's going in the garden.
Yeah.
And also, that character would never have put himself in that situation to begin with. Like, why do you have to have a person in there to turn those magnets on? Can't you do it from the control room?
Like, all of a sudden, he grows a pair? He decides he's going to like put on a suit and go in the
alien. Well, he got pissed off enough. He's like, why don't you go do it yourself? That's what the psychiatrist lady said. And he's like, fine, I will. And he goes and does it.
Bitch. Exactly. I'll go do it myself.
Yeah. He goes and does it himself and he fucking dies.
And he's like, stop trying to map this language. And she's like, you literally hired me to map it. I'm doing it right now. This is my job. Yeah. You better stop it. But
at this point in time, we're 8 episodes into this show. And this last season and this season, they've at least developed a little bit of this like alien language mystery thing. Never once has it actually paid off in anything meaningful. Like, she's like, oh my God, that's the key to the language. She said that like two episodes ago.
Morse code?
Can you pick one key to the language? Is it the fucking shapes that happen with the vibration, or is it the click clacks?
Yeah, whatever happened to the can? Yeah. Remember the canteens in the water? Yeah. And they're like, look, guys, we make a sound.
Fucking pick a lane, show. And
they just don't. They're
like, what alien language trope can we use this week?
Yeah.
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 This week we're going to use a binary.
Sure. Language. Yeah. It's ones and zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the two episodes before that, it was like vibrational.
Wasn't there a part in the show somewhere in the first two seasons where they did the thing from Arrival with the things? You know what I'm talking about?
No. They've used sound a lot in the first season.
Yeah.
They were like, sound is the key. Now this episode or this season, it's like binary code, sounds sound like, and vibration and
sounds like I'm watching the fucking Pornhub video.
Well, they made it clear in this episode that basically the scientists who had like turned into vegetables, essentially, what actually happened was the exposure to the aliens changed their brains in such a way where they only communicate in the same way that the aliens communicate. And so Mitsuki's goal was to try to figure out, okay, if I can figure out what they're saying, it'll give us a baseline to actually like understand the alien language. And it's kind of, and what's weird about this is like, so, you know, a couple episodes ago, Elon Musk made allusions to, you know, the Battle of Stalingrad, right? So like history buff. But he's neglecting the fact that like the whole turning point in World War II was when we deciphered the Nazi codes, right? To figure out the messages they were sending each other. And the idea that he would just kind of like pass over that. It's like, I don't care what the aliens are saying to each other. It's like, wait a minute. Like,
nah, man, Stalingrad.
Yeah. Stalingrad.
That's the key. That's the key to it all. Stalingrad. No, the key is the code. We should probably figure out this code.
Nah.
No. Alien butthole and magnets. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most frustrating storyline out of all of them because I feel like they're like edging us into thinking that something's actually going to happen, right?
I'm so edging. Glad that you're using that now.
It's a perfect terminology because they're like, hey guys, we figured something out. Figured it out. Oh, nope.
Stop.
We're gonna wait another episode. We're gonna wait another episode. We figured it out. No. And I'm like, what the hell? Stop it. You're driving me insane. Just finish the fucking story.
Or at least have something make sense. Like when the earthquake started, right? It's like every storyline around the world, like there's an earthquake going on. And if you look, so like, you know, the Casper crew is in France, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at the map that the World Defense Coalition is looking at, there's nothing in France when it's going off, right?
Yeah.
But they're implying that all the earthquake epicenters are happening at places like
Oklahoma.
Like Oklahoma, where there's something underground that the aliens have done. And now the world knows like where those things are because of the earthquake epicenters. But at the same time, the aliens have been ignoring the SOSs from the Brazil crash ship. So it's like, why are they all of a sudden reacting to this stuff now?
It doesn't. I guarantee you, in another episode, it's not going to matter.
It's a very vexatious show.
The thesaurus is back.
Vexatious.
Nice.
Yeah. Frustrated. Frustrating.
Is that what it means?
Sort of.
Like vexing from the Italian root vex, to be vexed.
There you have it.
Gotcha.
Vexatious.
Yeah. You are vexed me.
No. This girl is so vexing.
Really cutting the stretch this out.
Are we doing Italian accents now?
Yeah. 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 Oh, hey. French. This is a show that sucks.
I wonder what the all the little primitive tribes in the Amazon are doing right now. Unga booga. Unga bunga bunga. They're trying to like fucking throw their little poison darts.
You mean in the show or in real life?
In the show.
Oh, okay.
This fucking giant thing came out of the sky.
Who cares what they're doing in real life? I was like not watching this show, I guess. I don't know.
Fucking punting their monkeys down there.
Yeah. Okay, cooking up some monkey brain.
No, they're part of the World Defense Organization.
Yeah. They have a Skype call to a fucking village in the Amazon somewhere.
I like how the woman queen or woman king is in her war room with like everyone's already like assembled there.
Yeah, she's like, "Hey, do something about that," and they're like, "Okay."
Well, you know what's funny is like so like they got the world representatives together for the coordinated nuclear strike against the aliens, right?
And they're all just like, they're chilling out when the earthquakes hit. And it's just like, what were they doing? Where was the Indian general?
Something much more interesting is happening right now. Vader was just harshly misogynistic towards Chute because...
He picked up the bottle. Put his cup out to me and he mouthed pour at me. And I did it.
He picks the bottle up from this end of the table. It goes over his glass, hands it to Jude.
Sets it on my part of the table.
And then takes his glass and says, pour me a drink, bitch.
That's not what I said.
And then she did it.
I did it.
But I didn't want to make... So I have a spill problem. I didn't want to like destroy another format. So I was
the whole time I had this what the fuck look on my face, but I was still doing it.
I'm just drinking straight vodka.
And then he's like going like oh that's enough. No, you set this in motion.
Thank you, Jude.
You're welcome. Anything else I could do for you?
I was trying to do it without making a scene.
No, I had to bring attention to it because it was too funny. It's way more interesting to talk about that than it is this god awful show. God, it's a freaking show.
Also, I find it interesting that Maya just doesn't seem to give a shit about all the people dying. And yet, throughout this entire season, with the exception of maybe episode one, we haven't seen anyone really dying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all the characters that we've been following have been getting away scot-free without any problems whatsoever. So I feel like what's happening on Earth, the actual invasion aspects, are so absent from this show that there's no stakes to anything. Like, there's no main bad guy. It's just this nebulous... light bright alien butthole that we see.
Do you think that there are any children in the primitive Amazon tribes that are psychically linked to the aliens?
They probably thought
but don't
they
know
were,
what's going on.
They probably thought they
the
were
little bull haircuts. And
okay, let me finish this thought. They probably thought they were possessed by the evil Aztec god.
Mm-hmm.
And have since been sacrificed and or killed.
What do you think the tribe on that island off of, what's that one tribe?
Like Madagascar or something like that?
No, there's that island off of Europe, right?
Yeah.
Where those people aren't allowed to go.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. And that one
that they'll eat you if you go there.
Yeah, that one Bible thumper went there and then died.
Got eaten.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Duh.
It's like Trevante not understanding he's gonna get arrested for doing illegal shit.
Yeah, probably.
They're just going along with
I guarantee you that those tribes have probably killed all the aliens that came to that island and are probably...
They're roasting them on
they're
a spit.
They're roasting them. Right?
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're beating the aliens. No, and the rest of the world is just like...
what I found interesting is we actually have a connection from the Seizure Kids to Piece of Shit Junior now because they made it kind of clear that he was the one that they were calling out to instead of Casper. And it actually makes a lot more sense when, you know, like he's like the voices in my head. They're telling me we're in danger and stuff like that.
Oh.
I just got a great idea for a television reality show. I don't care about this fucking evasion show anymore. We're going to do a pitch here. We're going to take a kid from an Amazon tribe and we're just going to like plop him in the middle of New York City.
He's going to die of fucking syphilis or something.
Some kind of handler.
He's going to get a European disease and fucking die in a week.
It'd be like that Amish show where they take the Amish kids and you put them out in the real world.
That's called Rumspringer.
Rumspringer!
but we do it with like a primitive Amazon tribal kid.
Oh, can we call the show Rumspringer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we make that show instead?
Let's do it.
That sounds like way more fun.
I feel like season three will have like an Amish character.
God, they totally should.
Or we get like kids from like all these from primitive tribes all around the world. We get one from the island where they eat people. Yeah. One from the Amazon.
Sure.
One from that Click Clack tribe in Africa.
And what are you talking about?
You know,
yep.
You know those? And we put them all in a room.
Do you think those guys can talk to the people in the garden?
Guaranteed.
Yeah. And bats.
I don't know where I'm going with this. But, you know, I think it'd be kind of fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you trying to psychically tell me something right now?
I don't know.
Okay. I know. Moving on.
Yeah.
What happens next?
There's one more storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Bell Tyson. Still dead.
Huzzah. I don't believe
but
it.
But is he? Is he in the, or is he
no,
in that room?
No, because we saw that room full of people that have been abducted.
Yeah. We did see that room of all the abductees.
I don't think that we can say that he's still dead because he might not
be. But here's the thing about this show. This show is so bad. We're never going to hear about that room full of people.
Don't you understand 100%. That whole storyline has now been paid off and completed?
It's over. They're in the room.
We know where they are.
Yeah.
That's over.
That's the end.
That's right.
Set up and pay off.
Read me in. Tell me about those people in that room.
Sign me back up.
Read me in, General.
I want to sign back up, General.
He's just like, nah, fuck you.
Not the best chance you got, General.
He thinks he's so highly of himself.
I know.
I'm the greatest ever.
And Mitsuki's all upset that she finally figured out that the butthole was a portal to the alien world.
Oh my God.
Most buttholes are.
most.
Fun fact.
Well, buttholes are definitely a portal to somewhere.
I'm done. Can we be done?
I guess we can.
Hey guys, the next episode is the penultimate episode.
Man, I'm drinking straight vodka here, okay? Ooh. Whoa, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Tito's.
Let's go. Da-da-da, da-da, da-da. Okay.
You want to try this? It's really
no.
Good. Did you just do the Mexican?
See, drinking Tito's.
Fade to black.
Let's go. Fuck this show.
Thanks for watching this episode of Invasion Salty Nerd Podcast Recap.
We're sorry, Smitty, for associating you. Smitty's like, nope.
He's gonna cancel on us. It's too late.
I don't even drink that much.
And he's like, I thought Invasion was the worst show I ever watched.